hallowed be your name. Thank you, God. I give you the glory. We give you all honor and adoration. Thank you for taking care of us. Lord, we appreciate and exalt you. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you for victory. Lord, we are grateful. We appreciate you. We say, blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies to the children of men. We give you all the glory because you are great. You are good. You are intentional about us. Thank you for showing us your love. Thank you because on a daily basis, we enjoy your love. Lord, we are saying thank you. We lay it to heart to bring our worship to you. We give you the glory. We say thank you for everything. Thank you for provision. Thank you for pleasant surprises. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you because you are good and you are kind. We thank you because you are God and you continually be our God. Thank you because you uphold us and strengthen us in you on a daily basis. We exalt you. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Saturday, the fourth day in the month of June 2026. We are grateful for another opportunity. We thank God for counting us among the living too. And I want us to make these words of declaration. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my glory. The Lord is my shield. He is the lifter of my head in the name of Jesus Christ. This day and beyond, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. He will not allow me to experience corruption. He will not allow me to walk in the direction of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord preserves me from all evil. The Lord sets my feet on the solid rock in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. Today and beyond, nothing will be broken. Nothing will be missing in my life, in my family, in Jesus' name. The Lord preserves our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the inheritance of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Every good and perfect gift that the Lord has released for me, I become a partaker. I experience it in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will recover in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy testimonies on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord empowers me for every good things in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not operate under closed heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will be open to helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. My life receives favor in the name of Jesus Christ. My life receives victory and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. My life receives help in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord preserves my going out and my coming in the name of Jesus Christ. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus becomes a shield over me in the name of Jesus Christ. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I walk in right direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I will not be defeated. I enjoy victories from the right and on the left in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil is not my portion. Evil will not be my portion. I will not partake in evil. I will not partake in the destruction of today. I will not be a partaker of the victims of today in the name of Jesus Christ. My feet is directed in the right path in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord becomes my daily strength in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the peace of God that supersedes all human understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the inheritance of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord speaks his peace into my life and in every situation in Jesus' name. I enjoy rest on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy rest on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bring people from afar to help me in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of my today will not be stolen or taken away from me in the name of Jesus Christ. God is my help. I will experience his help in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory all around me in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies all around me in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor all around me in the name of Jesus Christ. Every word that the Lord has said concerning me comes to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. I am an overcomer because his word has said I will overcome in all I do in Jesus' name. Victory is my portion because the blood of Jesus gives way for me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to remember to put our people in the hands of God. They are part of our Jerusalem. Our Lord will put everybody in the den of the evil ones in the four corners of this country. That Lord, you will arise. We know you are not the God that forgets people. We pray that Lord, you will arise in your mercy, and your mercy will speak for this once in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy for the elderly, mercy for the old, mercy for the young, mercy for the children, mercy for the babies in the womb. Lord, we pray that you will arise in your mercy, and every enemy of you in the lives of these ones will be scattered in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will preserve these ones until their salvation comes to reality in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will uphold them in with your hands of righteousness. You will uphold them with your hands of righteousness, and you will save them. You will deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. They will come out victoriously in the name of Jesus Christ. They will be an evidence of the testimony that God is good at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them in this situation that they are. You will strengthen their hearts, that their hearts will not go weary, that their hearts will not go weak in the name of Jesus Christ. You will silence the chaos in their mind. You will help them to rest totally in you until their salvation comes to reality in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let them be strengthened from their inner man to know that you are in their midst. Give them the consciousness that you are with them in the fire that they are going through in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that the fire will not burn them. We pray that the water will not overflow them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that they will not be drowned in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire will not smite them. Will not burn them in the name of Jesus Christ. Your peace that surpasses all understanding becomes their portion. In Jesus' name of bread, amen. Brethren, today is another day, and we are grateful to God for his mercies that endures forever. We are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And as we go into the word, as we search the word of God today, the light of God, we open our eyes and we will see that which God wants for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thought I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. When you are drowning in a chaotic situation, feeling like God has turned a blind eye and help is nowhere to be found, help is nowhere in sight, and hearing this word, "I have loved you with an everlasting love," can feel like a cruel joke. That, are you kidding me? To the logic mind, being told that God's thought towards you is of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give me an expected end, sounds insane, because it looks as if in reality things are falling apart. Let's be honest, to an ordinary person, words like this in a chaotic situation sounds foolish. But the scripture acknowledges this in this tension. The things of God are foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who find his word, it is life and health to their very flesh. God's word is entirely potent, no matter how we feel, no matter what we see. His word is strong enough without anybody supporting it. But when we choose to believe it, it becomes our personal gain. So as human, we don't have a choice than to believe the word of God. Why do we believe it? Because it is for our own gain and to the glory of God. I hope you understand the statement. When we are experiencing failures, surrendering is the best thing we can do. Trying to fight it or trying to navigate it with our five senses takes us farther from the help that God wants for us. He has commanded us that we should believe his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. So it is in acknowledging the Lord that he directs our path to our salvation. He directs our path to the victory. So the critical question before us today is this. What is the specific word that God has told you? Which word are you holding on to? If you have a word, continue to profess it. Continue to process it in faith until your salvation comes. If you don't feel you have one yet, pray and ask God for your own scripture. His word is the ultimate blueprint that we need to to navigate life rightly. After all, who is he that speaks a word and comes to pass when God has not commanded it? Remember, it is not your striving or human effort that makes the word come to reality. It is the power of God at work in us. That means if the power of God is not at work in us, if the power of God is not at work in you, there will be no results. So it is not about our human striving. It is the power of God at work in us. I want us to say this prayer. The Lord, let your word, let your power be at work in me to bring out the manifestation of your word to reality. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power or let your power be at work in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your power be at work in me to bring your word to reality for my own gain and to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. The word you need, it should not just stay in your heart or in your head. It needs to come out from our mouth. We need to profess it. We need to say it. Start confessing it. Say it out loud continually wherever it crosses your mind. Anchor your mind on his word. Make it your track record and continue to say it, and it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God does not grow weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Humanity has launched endless researches in finding the depth of God, but they've unable to. They only come and return empty-handed, unable to fully discover who God is. When he speaks a word, he brings it to pass, but he does it in his own timeline. We cannot box God into a corner. He does it at all time because he is beautiful for all situations. He never comes too early, neither does he come too late. He comes just at the right time. Although we feel and think that sometimes God is slack concerning his promises, but he is never slack as we human count slackness. He always comes at the right time. Let's consider the children of Israel. They were destined to spend 17 years in Babylon. To them, it felt like God was being wicked and indifferent because he didn't bring instant redemption they desperately wanted. They knew his hands were not too short to deliver, nor his ears were too deaf to hear. So the delay felt as if God was ignoring them. But God had a reason best known to himself. It wasn't a punishment, it was about preparation. Ultimately, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. He is never late, he's never too early, he simply makes everything beautiful. God is not slack in his dealings. He is never slack with his dealing with his children. He does not make mistakes. When the silence is deafening and the situation is chaotic, the ultimate question boils down to this: do you truly love and trust God enough to believe that he cannot make mistakes concerning your life? I just want to drop these few words of the scriptures to encourage you concerning the words that God has given you. I know the word he has given me. You know the word he has given you. It is when you search the word of God that God gives you a word through it, through his word. If he wants to give you a word through his word and you are not conversant, you are not the person of the scripture, how do you want to get your word? Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, I should fear not because he is with me. I should not be dismayed because he is my God. He will strengthen me. Yes, he will help me. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, and the Lord is the one who goes before me. He will be with me. He will not leave me nor forsake me. Psalm 121 verse 7 says, the Lord will preserve me from all evil. The Lord will preserve my soul. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish me and guard me from all evil ones. These are the words of God, and it is only his power that can bring it to work in our lives. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God which supersedes all human understanding will guard my heart and my mind through Jesus Christ. So it is only Jesus that can guard my mind in challenging times. My mind will fail me. My human reason and logic will fail me. It is only Jesus Christ that can guard my heart and my mind in the right way. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, he will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on him and because I put my trust in him. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love and of sound mind. So I enjoy sound mind for all in the name of Jesus Christ. John 14:27 said, His peace He lives with me. His peace He gives me. I should not allow my heart to be troubled, neither should I allow it to be afraid. Philippians 4:19 says, And my God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus, not through my five senses. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says, In all my ways I should acknowledge Him because He will direct my paths. I acknowledge God and I receive direction for my path in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not go in the wrong direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Isaiah 58 11 says, The Lord will guide me continually and satisfy my soul in droughts. In the drought of this country, the Lord will satisfy my soul. He will guide me continually. 1 Peter 2 24 says, By His stripes I am healed. Sickness is not my portion in Jesus' name. I cross from sickness to perfect health. I cross from death to life in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, He will restore health to me. He will heal my wound, says the Lord. That is His word for me. He will heal my wound in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be rounding off with this Psalm 34 verse 19. It says, Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers me from them all. He delivers me out of them all. So I want us to know that challenges will come. In this world, we will face challenges. We will face chaotic situations. But His word for us said we should be of good heart because He has overcome on our behalf. We need to call Him. Yes, He knows, He sees, but we need to call Him into our situation. We need to invite Him because He says He will deliver me from them all. As we go out today, we enjoy the deliverance of the Lord because His word says He will deliver us from every of our chaotic situation, from every troubling and challenging situation. The Lord delivers us. We receive His help for deliverance. We receive His might for deliverance. His power becomes at work in us in Jesus' name to give us victory in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, I want to use this medium to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. It is not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but of God that showeth mercy. The Lord shows us mercy in the journey of our life. Receives daily strength to walk the walk, the way He wants us to walk it, to make it and get to our eternal home in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is made available for us. As we go today, we enjoy the peace of God. We enjoy the help of God. The light of the Lord shines upon us. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.